I want to read you something. It's a famous poem that was written, a famous statement, and it's called First They Came. This is a famous statement, provocative poem written by Pastor Martin Niemöller, who lived from 1892 to 1984, about the cowardice of German intellectuals following the Nazis' rise to power and the subsequent purging of their chosen targets, group after group. Many variations and adaptations in the spirit of the original have been published in the English language. It deals with themes of persecution, guilt, and responsibility. The German clergy at first teamed up with Hitler. It's like what we go through with every new president who's going to be the Messiah in this country, without even knowing their background, because of what the television tells us. He's up there, God. Oh, I'm going to vote for him. He's going to change everything. And they did the same thing. Hitler was a messianic figure. You're not taught this in school. The Nazis, the soldiers, they had God in their midst on their belt buckles as they marched to bring destruction into the world. It's always a false church, a false Christ, a false holiness movement. Do not be deceived. This pastor wrote something after what he saw happen in the country. And he said, first they came for the socialists. And I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. And I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. And I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak for me. It's history repeating itself. That's why do not be pessimistic. We haven't lost anything yet. Have you heard the archangel come yet with the sound of the trumpet? I haven't. So who said we lost? Amen. We need a wake-up call. Amen. Now this has been changed over time. People like to insert little things. So let me take a shot at it and see if we could describe the spirit of this age before we get into the sermon. I would say first they came for the unborn child. And I did not speak out because I was not an unborn child. Then they came for the elderly and disabled. And I did not speak out because I was not elderly or disabled. Then they came for the Christians. And I did not speak out because it wasn't my church. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak for me. We didn't want to speak up as a church. There's 50 million dead babies. We didn't want to speak up as a church. They're killing elderly people in hospitals with their godless pagan euthanasia laws, so the young spoiled generation can get the inheritance. And we didn't speak up for other churches because it wasn't my denomination. I got news for you. Anybody who calls on the name of Christ and loves the Lord and is sold out for Jesus Christ, that's your denomination. The visible Christian church in America will experience a true reformation or judgment. We must testify for the fundamental truths of the Bible or be judged. Jesus Christ demands this of his covenant people. And so you don't have to flip through pages. I included it in the outline. Am I lying? How do you know? The last person to trust is a minister, especially today. The word is for you. What does Jesus tell us? Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him I also will deny before my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Don't listen to the fake Jesus. Like we say, the bumper sticker Jesus, the bobblehead Jesus, the Jesus of your imagination or my imagination. Listen to the Jesus of the Bible. Christ stood up for you. He died for you. It's not just the gross idolatry we're going to see this coming Easter, the weak Jesus on the cross. He got off the cross.
Amen.
And then he rose from his tomb. And he sits on high in heaven. That's the Jesus we worship. Not the effeminate Jesus of Franco Zeffirelli in his movies that everyone's going to watch this coming Easter. I have come from the Father. Give me a break already. He reigns. Amen. He's king of the universe. Yeah. He's not some 80-pound guy with blue eyes.
Amen.
He's king of the universe. That's the Lord we worship. My God fought for me.
Amen.
My God fought for my wife. My God fought for my children and my family.
Amen.
And with all my being, I'm going to fight for Him.
Amen.
Let them fight for their weed in this country, the right to get high. Let them fight for their pornography. Let them fight for all their godlessness to kill kids, to kill the disabled, to kill the elderly. You fight for Jesus Christ and you watch the giant fall on his face.
Amen.
It's not empty words. It's been done before.
Amen.